Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good day and welcome to what is going to be the only segment today for the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. Definitely would encourage you to go over there. A lot of great listening. We're pushing 60 podcasts over there. They're carefully curated, so you can trust the content. A wide variety of topics and types, so definitely worth your while. Reason this is going to be only, I'm busy trying to prepare a message for our Good Friday service for our church. So I've kind of run out of time. So what we're going to do is through the rest of this week and the weekend, I'm just going to do the reading. We will get back into our Bible study Monday. This will also give me time to get notes for a couple of Bible study, so it'll get me ahead a little bit, which I need to. So we're going to just do the reading this week. I may come up with a few things here and there that I've already worked up some notes for, so we'll see. But just wanted to let you know. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to be starting like we usually do on Tuesday mornings with the third day morning prayer. It's God, Creator and Controller. Let's pray. Most High God, the universe with all its myriad creatures is thine, made by thy word, upheld by thy power, governed by thy will. But thou art also the Father of mercies, the God of all grace, the bestower of all comfort, the protector of the saved. Thou hast been mindful of us, hast visited us, preserved us, given us a goodly heritage, the Holy Scriptures, the joyful gospel, the Savior of souls. We come to thee in Jesus' name, make mention of his righteousness only, plead his obedience and sufferings, who magnified the law both in its precepts and penalty and made it honorable. May we be justified by his blood, saved by his life, joined to his spirit. Let us take up his cross and follow him. May the agency of thy grace prepare us for thy dispensations. Make us willing that thou shouldst choose our inheritance and determine what we shall retain or lose, suffer or enjoy. If blessed with prosperity, may we be free from its snares and use, not abuse, its advantages. May we patiently and cheerfully submit to those afflictions which are necessary when we are tempted to wander. When we are tempted to wander, hedge up our way, excite in us abhorrence of sin, wean us from the present evil world. Assure us that we shall at last enter Emmanuel's land, where none is ever sick, and the sun will always shine. All right, now the morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. The text comes, and this is for April 4th. The text comes from 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Mourning Christian, why weepest thou? Art thou mourning over thine own corruptions? Look to thy perfect Lord and remember, thou art complete in him. Thou art in God's sight as perfect as if thou hadst never sinned. Nay, more than that, the Lord our righteousness hath put a divine garment upon thee, so that thou hast more than the righteousness of man, thou hast the righteousness of God. O thou who art mourning by reason of inbred sin and depravity, remember, none of thy sins can condemn thee. Thou hast learned to hate sin, but thou hast learned also to know that sin is not thine, it was laid upon Christ's head. Thy standing is not in thyself, it is in Christ. Thine acceptance is not in thyself, but in thy Lord. Thou art as much accepted of God today with all thy sinfulness as thou wilt be when thou standest before his throne, free from all corruption. O, I beseech thee, lay hold on this precious thought, perfection in Christ. For thou art complete in him. With thy Savior's garment on, thou art holy as the Holy One. Who is he that condemneth? it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Christian, let thy heart rejoice, for thou art accepted in the Beloved. What hast thou to fear? Let thy face ever wear a smile. Live near the Master, live in the suburbs of the celestial city. For soon, when thy time is come, thou shalt rise up where thy Jesus sits and reign at his right hand. And all this because the divine Lord was made to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. All right. Sorry. Looks like I ended up with a link that is bad for my Bible reading. So do that. Make sure this one is good. Nope, it is not. I should have known. All right. Sorry, I should have checked these before I started. All right, so today we're getting into our Bible reading now. Today we're going to be reading Deuteronomy 26 and 27, Luke 10, 38 into Luke 11 through the 13th verse of Luke 11. We'll be reading Psalm 76 and Proverbs 12 verses 15 through 17. So Deuteronomy 26, hear the word of the Lord. Then it will be, when you enter the land which Yahweh your God gives you as an inheritance, and you possess it and live in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you bring in from your land that Yahweh your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place where Yahweh your God chooses for his name to dwell. And you shall go to the priest who is in office in those days and say to him, I declare this day to Yahweh my God that I have entered the land which Yahweh swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of Yahweh your God. And you shall answer and say before Yahweh your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, but there he became a great, mighty, and populous nation. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us and imposed hard slave labor on us. Then we cried out to Yahweh, the God of our fathers, and Yahweh heard our voice and saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror and with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now behold, I have brought the first of the fruit of the ground which you, O Yahweh, have given me. And you shall set it down before Yahweh your God and worship before Yahweh your God. And you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you shall be glad in all the good which Yahweh your God has given you and your household. When you have finished paying all the tithe of your produce in the third year, the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the sojourner, to the orphan, and to the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be satisfied. Then you shall say before Yahweh your God, I have purged the sacred portion from my house, and I also have given it to the Levite and the sojourner, the orphan and the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not trespassed against or forgotten any of your commandments. I have not eaten of it while mourning, nor have I purged any of it while I was unclean, nor have I given any of it to the dead. I have listened to the voice of Yahweh my God. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the ground which you have given to us, a land flowing with milk and honey, as you swore to our fathers. This day Yahweh your God commands you to do these statutes and judgments. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have today declared Yahweh to be your God, and that you would walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and listen to his voice. And Yahweh has today declared you to be his people, a treasured possession, as he promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made for praise, a name and beauty, and that you shall be a holy people to Yahweh your God, as he has spoken. And Deuteronomy 27. Then Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep the entire commandment which I am commanding you today. So it will be on the day when you cross the Jordan to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, that you shall set up for yourself large stones and coat them with lime, and write on them all the words of this law when you cross over, so that you may enter the land which Yahweh your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahweh the God of your fathers promised you. So it will be when you cross the Jordan, you shall set up on Mount Ebal these stones, as I am commanding you today, and you shall coat them with lime. Moreover, you shall build there an altar to Yahweh your God, an altar of stones. You shall not wield an iron tool on them. And you shall build the altar of Yahweh your God of uncut stones, and you shall offer on it burnt offerings to Yahweh your God. And you shall sacrifice peace offerings, and eat there, and be glad before Yahweh your God. And you shall write on the stones all the words of this law very distinctly. Then Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, Be silent and listen, O Israel. This day you have become a people for Yahweh your God. You shall therefore listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Moses also commanded the people on that day, saying, When you cross the Jordan, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. For the curse, these shall stand on Mount Ebal, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall then answer and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed is the man who makes a graven image or a molten image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who leads a blind person astray on the road. And all people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who perverts the justice due a sojourner, orphan, and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any animal, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor in secret, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to strike down innocent blood, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed is he who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them, and all the people shall say Amen. All right. Luke 10. We're going to read verse 38 through the end of the chapter. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who was also seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the preparations alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 11, we're going to read to verse 13. And it happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. Then he said to them, Which of you has a friend, and will go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And from inside he answers and says, Do not bother me, the door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot rise up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not arise and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. But what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if his son asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? All right. Now Psalm 76. For the choir director with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. So his tabernacle is in Salem. His dwelling place is in Zion. There he broke the flaming arrows, the shield and the sword and the battle. Selah. You are shining, majestic from the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They sank into sleep, and none of the warriors could use his hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot rider and horse slumbered into a deep sleep. But you are fearsome, and who can stand in your presence when once you are angry? You made your cause to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was quiet, when God arose to judgment to save all the humble of the earth. Selah. For the wrath of man shall praise you. With a remnant of wrath you will gird yourself. Make vows to Yahweh your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring gifts to the fearsome one. He will cut off the spirit of princes. He is feared by the kings of the earth. All right. And Proverbs, what is this? Proverbs 12, verses 15 through 17. The way of an ignorant fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. An ignorant fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals disgrace. He who breathes out truth declares what is right, but a false witness, deceit. All right. Well, let's do our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for April 4th. The text for it is from Isaiah 2:3. Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. It is exceedingly beneficial to our souls to mount above this present evil world to something nobler and better. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches are apt to choke everything good within us, and we grow fretful, desponding, perhaps proud and carnal. It is well for us to cut down these thorns and briars, for heavenly seed sown among them is not likely to yield a harvest, and where shall we find a better sickle with which to cut them down than communion with God and the things of the kingdom? In the valleys of Switzerland many of the inhabitants are deformed, and all wear a sickly appearance. For the atmosphere is charged with miasma, and is close and stagnant. But up yonder on the mountain you find a hardy race who breathe the clear fresh air as it blows from the virgin snows of the alpine summits. It would be well if the dwellers in the valley could frequently leave their abodes among the marshes and the fever mists, and inhale the bracing element upon the hills. It is too much an exploit of climbing that I invite you this evening. May the Spirit of God assist us to leave the mists of fear and the fevers of anxiety and all the ills which gather in this valley of earth, and to ascend the mountains of anticipated joy and blessedness. May God the Holy Spirit cut the cords that keep us here below and assist us to mount. We sit too often like chained eagles fastened to the rock, only that, unlike the eagle, we begin to love our chain and would perhaps, if it came really to the test, be loath to have it snapped. May God now grant us grace if we cannot escape from the chain as to our flesh, yet to do so as to our spirits and leaving the body. Like a servant at the foot of the hill, may our soul, like Abraham, attain the top of the mountain, there to indulge in communion with the Most High. All right, well, that was our reading for the day. I thank you for taking this time and spending it with me this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And we're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. This is the third day evening prayer. It's called Before Sleep. Let's pray. God of all sovereignty, thy greatness is unsearchable, thy name most excellent, thy glory above the heavens. 10,000 minister to thee, 10,000 times 10,000 stand before thee. In thy awful presence we are less than nothing. We do not approach thee because we deserve thy notice, for we are sinners. Our necessities compel us. Thy promises encourage us, our broken hearts incite us. The mediator draws us, thy acceptance of others moves us. Look thou upon us and be merciful unto us. Convince us of the penalty and pollution of sin. Give us faith to believe, and believing to have life in Jesus. May we enter into his suffering. Let us see thy hand in the instruments of our grief, rejoicing that they are from thy overruling providence. Let not our weeping hinder sowing, nor sorrow duty. While living in a world of change, let us seek the abiding city. Be with us to our journey's end, that we may glorify thee in death as in life. We bless thee for preservation, supplies, mercies, and to thee, keeper of souls, we commit all we are and have. May no evil befall us, no sickness come nigh us, no horror disturb us. May our conscience be clear, our hearts pure, our sleep sweet, and with the innumerable company who neither slumber nor rest, we join in ascribing blessing, honor, glory, and power to the Lamb upon the throne, forever and ever. Amen. All right, again, well, I hope you have a great day. I hope to see you tomorrow. Again, sorry about not having the Bible study, but we'll get back to it. Have a good day. God bless.